You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, episode 28. That's right, episode 28, and today we're talking about this. Live unafraid. Live unafraid. Now, when I say that to you, like, what comes up in your mind and heart when you think about and imagine what it would be like for you to live unafraid? Imagine what your life would look like and what it would feel like if you were living unafraid. And what's the first step that must happen, the first step that you must take if you desire to live your life unafraid? Number one, you have to be willing to acknowledge that you've been living afraid. I'm going to say that again. You have to be willing to acknowledge and accept that you have been living afraid. So the first place to start when you think about live unafraid is you have to be willing to acknowledge and accept that you possibly in some areas of your life, maybe not all of them, but in some areas of your life, you've been living afraid. And then you got to be willing to ask yourself, what are you afraid of? I'm going to ask you right now, my dear, what have you been afraid of? Now, it's interesting. A lot of times when I'll ask my clients what they're afraid of, they'll go to some of the really catch-all cliche phrases. Oh, I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. And I call them out immediately. I'm like, listen, you can tell me that you're afraid of success and that's why you're not, you know, successful or you do not feel successful, but I believe it's something deeper because we can throw, you know, fear around and we can say, oh, I'm afraid of that and I'm afraid of that. But the reality is like, what are you really afraid of? Like, yes, you may be fearing success, but why? What is the really deep-seated fear? Do you feel like if I'm successful, I will lose friends? Or maybe you're feeling that if you're successful, you're going to lose your freedom or, you know, you're going to have all this responsibility. I mean, what is it for you? Because I think it's one thing to say, oh, I'm afraid of this, and then just give some, you know, standard answer. But the truth is, are you willing to really look at the depth and the deepest truth about what it is that you're afraid of and why you feel afraid? Because there's one thing to have fear and there's another thing to simply feel like you have fear. Because like what I'm saying is, yeah, you might have fear when you're standing on top of a building and someone says, jump. Yeah, that's like legitimate fear. Versus you feel like, hey, I'm scared because this might happen or that might happen, but it's a feeling, but it's not actual fear. Do you see what I'm saying? And yes, the feeling is just as legitimate or just as palpable or just as powerful or destructive as the actual natural fear of like, yeah, of course you're going to be afraid if somebody's chasing you with a gun or a knife. But the reality is a lot of times we create these stories that get us into the feeling of fear, and it's not even real. Okay, so are we in agreement to that? Because if we can get in agreement about that, then we can say, all right, is it possible that the reason why you haven't been living unafraid is because you haven't even been able to acknowledge where your fear is? So that's step number one. We have to acknowledge, where are we afraid? Yes, I've been living with fear in this area. And then begin to ask yourself deeper questions. You know, I went back and forth when I was creating this podcast and the idea of this podcast today to either calling it Live Unafraid or calling it The Answers in the Question. The answer is in the question, because so often we say, what if? And that's what we're afraid of. What if? Because then we create this big story around, what if that happens? Or what if this happens? When instead, it's like, why don't we simply ask a different question? My dear, wherever you are in your life today, whatever it is that you've been afraid of, would you be willing to ask a different question today? Ask a different question. The first question being, where are you actually living afraid? And then secondly, ask a different question. What are you really afraid of? And more importantly, what if? What if something magnificent could happen? Because you're willing to actually look at your fear and say, do I really believe that? Do I really believe it? Because fear doesn't have power if you don't believe it. You know, think about that. Fear does not have power over you or your life unless you believe it is true. Yes, we all have that moment where we feel afraid, and then we can stop and go, wait a minute. Is this really something that's worth my time and attention? Is this really worth my energy of fear or this emotion of fear? Is this worth it? Is it even real? But instead, we go and we're like, yeah, and we're reacting to this thing called fear, but the truth is, it's not even real. Would you be willing today, my dear, to ask a different question and to actually see your life for what it really is, so that you can begin to live your life unafraid, to truly live unafraid? So what's the opposite of fear? It's unafraid or fearless. Or the opposite of fear is actually living in truth. Think about that. If you can live in truth, how much more powerfully will you be able to live your life? Whatever it is that you say you're afraid of, are you willing to ask a question that will actually get you the answer that you desire? So that's the question I have for you today. What do you desire? If you took all the fear out of it, and all the worry and all the what ifs and all of the lies, because if you believe in a lie, it's a lie. If you believe the truth, it's the truth. Now, what if you're believing something and thinking it's the truth, but it's a lie? It's actually going to keep you in this place of fear. So what if you said today, hey, you know what? I'm going to expose the truth and I'm going to actually admit it out loud. This is what I desire. And then once you admit that this is what I desire, be willing to ask for what you desire. So the first step is acknowledging what you desire. Secondly, asking for what you desire. And then, my dear, acting on it. If you're going to live unafraid, you're going to be able to acknowledge truth, ask for truth, and act in and on truth. So what would that look like to you? If you were willing to say, yeah, in this area, I've been acting in fear, I've been living in fear, but I desire to live unafraid. So you acknowledge what it is that you've been afraid of and what it is that you say, hey, why are you afraid? Because what if I don't get what I want? That's the big thing. What if I don't get what I want? But you know what? What is it that you really want? Let's focus our attention there. Because what if you could create that? Acknowledge what you desire. Ask for it. Ask different questions. Ask questions that are specific to what you desire versus being specific or general to what you do not desire. If you keep asking questions that lead to more and more fear, you're not asking for what you really desire unless you desire fear. Am I making any sense here today? And then you begin to act on it fearlessly, or you feel the fear and you still act on it because you've acknowledged that, yep, I feel some fear here, but I'm going to do it anyway. And this isn't the fake it till you make it thing. This is actually being honest and saying, yeah, I feel a little uncertain because I don't really know what's going to happen here, but I do know what I desire. If you focus your attention on what it is that you desire, my dear, and you begin to acknowledge that, you begin to ask for it, you begin to ask questions that lead to the results that you say you desire, and you begin to act on it because now you're acting in that truth and that belief, everything will change. And that, my dear, is what I call living unafraid. That is, live unafraid. If you desire to live unafraid, you must be willing to acknowledge that you're even afraid and then be willing to actually acknowledge truth and actually acknowledge truth about what you desire, then ask for it specifically with certainty and clarity and then act on it and begin to create it. Wow, I hope you got something from today. I know, I was going to call this the answers in the question, but I thought live unafraid just sounds so much more compelling. But the truth is, the answers are in the questions that you ask. Stop asking questions that lead to more fear and begin to ask questions that lead to what you desire. And then you know what? Not only ask the questions that lead to what you desire, but live and become the answer to the questions that you're asking. That is solution, my dear. Soul, S-O-L, the beginning of solution. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's soul step, your very sacred soul step, is to sit down and write, where am I living afraid? Ask yourself, where am I living afraid? And then acknowledge that. And then ask yourself, where would I like to live unafraid? And last, what am I going to do? Not tomorrow, not the next day. What am I going to do today? All right. I would love to hear from you. I cannot wait to hear how this one goes for you today as you begin the process of living unafraid. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well. One sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.